This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
4 o'clock hour here on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana on a very busy day, notoriously very busy day in the world of sports. Get a lot of head coaches who get fired. Not the Dolphins head coach, though. Not Mike McDaniel, who is not part of that list. There's a lot of Dolphins fans, including friends of mine, who are very angry every time I tweet them news of another head coach being fired. I have a lot of friends who are going, you see, there's organizations who are determining quickly, hey, this guy isn't the guy. And this isn't the quickest. Like, this is four seasons in. Again, I'm not against bringing him back. I'd probably, if you gave me the decision, I would probably not retain him. So if it really was my decision, I probably would move on. But I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to try again with him with a different quarterback. But there are a lot of Dolphins fans who are just beside themselves going, man, you're seeing teams move on from coaches, like some of them after one seat, Pete Carroll, you know, where they're just going, yeah, this guy ain't the guy to do it, and we need to reset and recalibrate. But it ain't. I don't think it's happening with the Dolphins.
No, I'm going to get on you because I totally disagree with the thought of bringing him back, but what makes you say that? What makes you think this could be the guy? Because honestly, I brought it up. You could blame it on Tua because, you know, like, your quarterback can't play anymore. How are you going to be successful? I understand that. What about everything else? The identity, the goofy stuff, the team locker room, the guys giving up on him, coming late to meetings. Like, other than just the record, which he hasn't won a playoff game, we know that, but the Dolphins haven't in 25 years. It's not all on him, Hawk. What makes you say, oh, yeah, it's fine for him to run my football program?
Well, I think what I would say to you is, and again, I would lean towards not bringing him back if it was my decision. But here's what I would submit to you. If there's nobody out there that you think is markedly better, then what's the point? You know, it's not like it was this. It was pacing to be a disastrous season, and it wasn't. And they beat Tampa, you know, week 17. So I just kind of think, unless there's someone staring you in the face where you say, that's the guy. I've been waiting for John Harbaugh or one of the Harbaugh brothers forever, and he becomes available. Or Mike Tomlin, and obviously he's not moving on. They're going to the playoffs. But, you know, if somebody came available and you go, that guy right now makes us markedly better. And I think probably some people might feel that way about Kevin Stefanski. Like, there are people who probably would say, hey, Kevin Stefanski, he's better right now than Mike McDaniel. To me, if you're just going to take a shot on someone who's unproven or someone who's flamed out before, I'm not necessarily certain that you just have the urgency to make a move just for the sake of making a move. That's kind of where I fall on that.
The thought of if everybody in the room throws their problems in a bucket, you'll probably just take your own problems back out of that bucket.
Exactly.
Where we don't know. And Liam Cohen, the Jags, we talked about it last week. The Jags, that's the guy. I've never heard of Liam Cohen before in my life until this season with the Duval. Now he has them a top three seed in the playoffs. So, to your point, no one knew Liam Coen was going to be what he is for Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence. But can you find that next Liam Coen? It is harder to find him than it is to get you all the guys you're naming, all the Raheem Morris, all the six coaches that got fired. Those are more that is more of a hit on the league than finding a Liam Coen or finding a Sean McVay or finding one of those guys. But Hawk, if you don't try, will you ever hit the target? Because we're not even shooting our gun.
I get it, but you have tried so many times and failed so many times that I think you need to do something that's more certain than just trying.
Yeah, but you if you're the Dolphins owner, to say no more status quo, and this year not only was it was worse than status quo, like it was worse. You know, I think you have to be able to analyze that situation and find several common denominators. One was Tua, one was Greer. He made those decisions, clearly. Mike McDaniel's the other. I'm with you, though, Hawk, from the standpoint of, hey, there's no better hires out there, then why, you know, fire him now? Only if it doesn't get in the way of a general manager hire, a potential one, which is what I was asking Cuno. You know, because if fine, you decide, hey, we're keeping Mike McDaniel because we don't necessarily think there's any better coaches out there. We fired him this coaching cycle. Okay, but is that getting in the way of you landing the top choice you have for general manager because he doesn't want to coach Mike McDaniel? Then to me, that ends up being the grave mistake.
By the way, the Mike McDaniel season-ending press conference started about 5 minutes ago. So Mike McDaniel is meeting with the South Florida media right now. A couple quotes David Fioronis has tweeted out. My understanding is that I'm the coach of the Miami Dolphins until I'm told otherwise, Mike McDaniel said. Mike McDaniel said he will be involved in the GM interview process for the team. And goodness. Mike McDaniel says there will be competition for starting quarterback in 2026. So he's not handing the job to Quinn Ewers. He is not handing it back to Tua Tagovailoa. And it seems, again, for all intents and purposes, Mike McDaniel, I think, will remain the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. There's one caveat, which is if John Harbaugh unexpectedly leaves Baltimore or Mike Tomlin, you know, again, They have McDaniel under contract. Let's say the Steelers exit quickly after the wild card round and he feels like he's had his run in Pittsburgh, doesn't want to go through more hoo-ha with another quarterback there. I don't know. I would say there's maybe two or three guys who, if they became available in the next couple of weeks, Stephen Ross might say, there's a significant upgrade right there. I would say other than that, Mike McDaniel is going to be your head coach next season. Everything points in that direction.
Keep dating. Your wife wasn't the first girl you took out to dinner. Solana, your fiance wasn't the first girl you took out to dinner. You ran through some trash before you found the love of your life. Keep dating, Stephen Ross. Go date somebody to be your head coach.
Problem is, every time you start it over again, you are resetting the clock way back. So, again, if you're just resetting it for the sake of resetting it, you're not doing yourself any good in the long run.
But Huck, did you know Vrabel? And you knew Vrabel was a good coach with the Titans, but did you know he was going to be what he is with the Patriots that fast? It's been 2 years.
No, but again, there's more to it. They got a quarterback. They found a quarterback. To me, the most important cog is the quarterback. They've identified that Tua's not their guy. To me, that's probably a more important decision than getting rid of the head coach, who I don't think has been an abject failure. You know what I mean? I'm not saying he's a success. I don't think he's been an abject failure. Aaron Glenn was an abject failure. He's going to be back, but he was an abject failure this season, right? We've never had that season under Mike McDaniel.
Wouldn't you rather have the abject failure in year one rather than immediate success in 2022? Who knows what happens if Tua doesn't get hurt? Fine. 2023, you were better, but you blew a 3-game lead in the division. You were 1-7 against playoff teams. You still haven't been able to beat playoff teams. You've regressed as a head coach. And listen, man, like I had these two written down regarding Mike McDaniel from Chris Kaufman. Dolphins averaged 25 points in 54 games with Tua Tagovailoa if he played at least a half. In 14 games that McDaniel called offenses for different quarterbacks, 15 points per game. That's with Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, Mike White, Huntley, Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers. He writes, they all struggled in McDaniel's scheme. And then another tweet from Chris Kaufman. Reminder that since Mike McDaniel took over the Dolphins, they're the worst 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 conversion percentage in the NFL, 44%. The median is 61%. Like, to Crowder's point, fine, he hasn't been an abject failure.
He's
regressed.
That's fine.
Every year.
That's fine.
He hasn't been able
to
beat
playoff.
I'm not arguing that.
I'm just saying, we saw Cam Cameron. That dude was an abject failure. There was no need to debate. You know, it was like, this team cannot go through that again. We've never had that season. This season was shaping up to be that. But if I said to you, what was the most important lesson to learn from this season? Was it that you need a quarterback who's someone other than Tua Tagovailoa or a head coach who's someone other than Mike McDaniel? In my opinion, they got that decision right. To me, the more important personnel move is a new quarterback. And they've obviously started moving in that direction just based on the fact that Tua didn't play the final three games. So if I had my choice between the two, and it was you can keep McDaniel or you can keep Tua, I would keep McDaniel over Tua at this point because I think Mike Vrabel, to Crowder's point, is the perfect example of, hey, you get a good quarterback like Drake May, all your problems seemingly get wiped away.
And this is the thing, too, and this is hypothetical. It's just you can't answer it, but I would say no. Broncos 14-3, Patriots 14-3, Jags 13-4. If one of those head coaches, if Vrabel, is not with the Patriots and you replace him with Mike McDaniels, I do not think they have 14 wins this year. Same roster, same coach. I mean, same roster, same quarterback, different coach. You put McDaniel in that building, they're not 14-3. That's my opinion.
You said it can't be answered. You might be right. I'm not trying to make a case for Mike McDaniel. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
And we're putting you in the corner of being a defender. You're not.
I'm just reporting the news, which is this dude's going to be your head coach. Save a couple of guys coming available in the next couple of weeks. This guy's going to be your head coach next season. So I'm trying to get into the mindset of Stephen Ross and whoever else ultimately is comfortable with that decision to figure out why. And I think it might be some of the reasons that I laid out, which is there's no one that you look at that says this is a slam dunk better head coach. And there's no way that you look at him and say this has been the biggest failure of any coaching stint in our history, because it hasn't been that either.
But if the bar is this season wasn't an abject failure, and if in year four the season or the team has regressed, you started 1-6 and were basically saying he's keeping his job because he was able to salvage a 1-6 start to ultimately end up 7-10 in year four, still not win a playoff game, and really lose the only two games against quality opponents that he had a chance to go up against in this stretch, which was the Monday Night Football game against the Steelers, where they were just severely outclassed and then blown out against the number two seed in the AFC, who's probably going to run your division for the next decade, then Stephen Ross genuinely does not know what he's doing.
Who do you think had a better season as a head coach? Todd Bowles, who started 6-2 and collapsed, don't even make the playoffs by the end of the season, or Mike McDaniel, who started 1-6 and kind of got things rolling, and I say that with a moderate rolling, but kind of got things rolling later on in the season?
The optics are the coach that figured it out and didn't lose didn't let the wheels fall off the wagon. The one that started slow and figured it out. But to be honest, Hawk, they're both C students. Neither of them are on the honor roll. And we're just saying, hey, which student, the one that starts with A's and end up with C's or starts with F's and end up with C's? They're both C's.
Because I would say to you, they're both in the same situation, right? Tampa could fire Todd Bowles because what a collapse there. But for what reason? Like, it wasn't the worst season in the world, and they still have, I think, Baker Mayfield's a decent quarterback. Like, I could see Tampa having this same exact conversation about Todd Bowles that the Dolphins must be having about Mike McDaniel.
He's won a Super Bowl.
No. I get it.
You know, so you give him the benefit of the doubt.
I get it,
but
the Raiders didn't give Pete Carroll the benefit of the doubt. He's got a Super Bowl, right? Or did he lose?
No, with the Seahawks, he had a Super
Steelers.
Bowl. But
that was the
the Seattle. Seahawks. Right. But my point being, Pete Carroll was brought in there this year with the Raiders to turn things around and try to get that organization back on track. And it felt like in his first year there, things got even worse.
Yeah.
And Todd Bowles, you know, they were banged up all season long. And maybe, you know what, the Baker Mayfield era might have come to an end there because sometimes things run its course. That's fine. But you can't compare it, in my opinion, to the Dolphins, where you're in a situation where you've won zero playoff games in 25 years. McDaniel has gotten you farther and farther away from that goal. How much influence did he have in paying Tua? How much influence did he have with Chris Greer's roster decision-making? How much influence did he have with re-signing Tyreek Hill, re-signing Jalen Waddle, re-signing Tua, re-signing Jalen Ramsey, none of which moves worked? And now not only are you retaining him after a 7-10 season, you're giving him influence to pick the next general manager? None of it makes sense to me.
I'm not anyway saying that McDaniel should be here. But you said he made things worse. He's better than Gase. He's better than
I'm saying year by
Philbin.
Year. Year by year.
He's better than Sperano. He's a better coach. He's a better head coach than the last five or six guys before him.
But he's gotten worse year by year.
Oh,
in terms
him
of
personally.
Record. In terms of record. And I mean, I'm just reading you two stats here of things that he schematically wasn't able to fix. Two of his major flaws. Those are just two of his major flaws. There are several major flaws which he's been unable to correct over 4 years. I like Mike McDaniel. By the way, I happen to think he will end up being a good head coach. But his time here should have ended yesterday.
Well, I'm just saying, prepare yourself. I don't think it is. Here's a couple more tweets regarding his season-ending press conference, which is going on right now. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post says, McDaniel said, Quinn Ewers did a great job in his three games, but the Dolphins are not eliminating an outside QB addition. Mike McDaniel said, I'll just flat out say it. The season was a failure. The organization is depending on me to take a hard look at everything. Mike McDaniel said, I have a great relationship with Tom Garfinkel and Brandon Shore and Mr. Ross. Mike McDaniel said he will meet with Tua on Tuesday. They will have a healthy conversation. They're in the GM hiring process. Some decisions are organizational. Yeah, that's it. He says, on the QB competition in 2026, Mike McDaniel says it's the most important position on the football field. So he's certainly speaking as a head coach who plans on being there for next season, because he's not, you know, he's not saying, well, I don't know, that's a decision for the organization to make. He's talking about the organization as if it's his organization, so... like I said, prepare yourself. Let's do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour, a shocking 4 o'clock hour for many people listening. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We'll move away from the Dolphins for just a second, wondering what you guys thought about last night's unbelievable finish. Well, I guess it depends. You know, if you're a Ravens fan, you don't think it was unbelievable. But the Baltimore Ravens, they miss a kick at the end of the game. Lamar Jackson put him in position. But that game, I was telling Hawk earlier, Crowder, like one of the most thrilling NFL games, knowing the stakes, knowing, you know, that could have been Aaron Rodgers' last game ever. And he delivered the game-winning touchdown drive, where it should have been. And Lamar came back and put them in position because the Steelers kicker missed the extra point. Like, just all of it, knowing that Harbaugh, that could have been it. Tomlin, everything. That was unbelievable last night.
That was a great game.
Great game. Great the entire four quarters, but the end is the best you can get in football. Both teams score with 2 minutes left. Missing kicks on both. Man, that was amazing.
I thought the game, I told Solana before the show, was an absolute victory for me and Crowder on our take about what a kicker, a good kicker, can mean to a team. Because Solana's point with Riley Patterson, who worked out well for the Dolphins, absolutely. But your point that any kicker who's available is 6-1, half a dozen to another. They're all in the same pot. Decent kickers, great kickers, average kickers. You saw last night a Baltimore Ravens team have their playoff hopes dashed by a missed field goal that most kickers can make. And that is proof positive as to just how important that position is.
Crowder, be careful who you hitch your wagon to with the kicker controversy again this time. Because last time you hitched it to the guy who claimed losing your kicker, losing Jason Sanders, would be worse than losing the starting left tackle for the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, by the way, that was proven true last night as well.
And the guy who told you, don't worry, you're not going to miss you're not going to miss Jason Sanders, whoever the Dolphins end up signing.
This wasn't a conversation about Jason Sanders and Riley Patterson.
This was
a conversation about kickers and the importance of kickers.
Hawk.
And I said to you, oftentimes games come down to the kicker. Not only did the game come down to the kicker, a trip to the playoffs literally came down to a 44-yard field goal, and the kicker missed it, which was proof positive just how important that position is to a football team.
And the original debate was not about one kick to send you to the playoffs. The original debate was whether or not the Dolphins would feel the effects of losing Jason Sanders and having to sign a kicker who wasn't assigned to a team yet, wasn't on an actual roster. And I told you, doesn't matter. You won't feel the effects of missing Jason Sanders. And what do we have here? Literally, the guy the Dolphins ended up signing had the most accurate season a Dolphins kicker has ever had statistically on wax.
But you're taking a very narrow focus of the conversation.
Did you miss Jason Sanders this year?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, I think Riley Patterson may have stolen his job.
So I win.
You did not, though, because the conversation was about the importance of kickers. Now, the Dolphins happened to get it right. But would you agree that the Ravens got it wrong?
No, I wouldn't agree with
that. Really?
So
you think they got the right kicker? The guy who cost them a trip to the playoffs.
Yeah, they might have gotten the right kicker. And sometimes, Hawk, it's a game of inches.
Hold on a second.
It's a game of inches.
Hold on a second. The Ravens.
Yes. Yes.
The Ravens.
Yes.
Who took a rookie kicker.
Who was excellent all year.
Over a veteran kicker.
Who was excellent all year.
And when it came down to the money kick to go to the playoffs.
Right.
Missed the kick. That was all you needed to see to say that the Ravens got it right
the
with
Ravens,
their kicking choice.
Over a sample size of 18 weeks.
No.
Got it right.
The Ravens.
They picked the right guy.
They picked the right guy.
Over a sample size of 18 weeks.
Even though.
He's got to miss some big kicks to end up becoming the guy.
Some big kicks.
To end up becoming the guy that they need him to be.
In the playoffs if he hits a 44-yard field goal.
Hawk.
Oh, this was a lesson. This was a good lesson for him.
Well, there's no failures in life. There's just lessons. And Hawk, you were the same person who I remember went to bat for the ridiculous notion that the Miami Heat benefited from losing the 2011 NBA Finals because you believed what the Heat claim, which is they need to lose and needed to learn that lesson in order to learn how to win.
I think you're confusing me with a conversation you had with your brother.
I think you're forgetting bits that perhaps you that you entrench yourself with. That kicker yesterday, Tyler Loop, needed to miss that kick in order to become, to fulfill the type of kicker the Ravens expect him to be. He was outstanding.
But wouldn't you rather have a kicker that's already great rather than one who needs to go through a whole bunch of stuff to
But I don't
fulfill?
Understand. Yesterday, he went 1-for-1. He put them in a position to be in that position to go to the playoffs. You're just discounting that kick? He was outstanding all season.
I am discounting
that. He was outstanding
all season.
Because
if he makes that kick, like, that's why you have a great kicker, to make that particular kick. That's the only reason.
So you're saying had the Baltimore Ravens this year signed a veteran kicker, they'd be in the playoffs right now. A better kicker, they'd be in the playoffs right now.
That's right.
Throughout the entire season.
That's right.
Throughout the entire season.
If they had a better kicker.
There weren't many better kickers throughout the entire season than Tyler Loop. He was one of statistically the best kickers
in
the league.
Solana, let's not run through free agency week 14. If their kicker was better, they would have won the game and been in the
playoffs.
But
you can't do that because you're discounting the entire season. And by the way, Crowder, let's just conveniently, the Ravens needed a win yesterday. Let's just conveniently forget the fact that Derrick Henry, week one, with the Ravens up two scores, fumbled two times in his own side of the field.
It doesn't matter. Week one doesn't matter when you get to week 18 and you have a defined moment, make this field goal, go to the playoffs, miss it, don't. There's a defined moment at the end of the season.
If you believe that the season comes down to one kick,
Came down to one kick.
Well, it shouldn't have, because the rest of the team should have carried their weight.
But it did.
That's their job. That's their exact job.
But it actually happened. We're not speaking in hypotheses. Like, it actually came down to one kick.
Why do they put that little green invisible line on the TV? Field goal range.
I believe it's
Because if a team is down by two, they need 3 points to get up by one in the math problem and win the game. That's what they do. Derrick Henry had a terrible first three games.
Yep.
Without Derrick Henry, they wouldn't have been in the situation they were last night. And if he didn't run for 200 yards, it wouldn't even be close.
And without Tyler Loop, they wouldn't have been in the situation that they were in last night. A chance to go win the game.
When Derrick missed the ball last night, what did he do? How many yards did he run for? 200?
And how many games did the starting quarterback miss for the Baltimore Ravens?
To blame that season, to win the game, to do his job, and he did not complete his mission.
And to blame that season on a rookie kicker who you put in that situation is ridiculous. He was outstanding all season long. I get it. You guys took a fat L on Riley Patterson. That's fine. And now you're trying to use semantics. Now you're trying to use semantics.
But are you saying
win that argument?
Are you saying that the Ravens' playoff hopes did not come down to a 44-yard field goal last night?
What I'm saying is, had the Ravens signed Riley Patterson, they probably would have been
in the
playoffs.
I agree with you.
Yeah, well, I think Tyler Loop might be better than Riley Patterson when it's all said and done.
Based on the missed field goal from 44 yards yesterday?
Based on statistically, he was outstanding
this season. Okay, but look at the statistics of how many missed 44-yard field goals there were this season, or anywhere from 40 to 46, say, because I would say there were very few. So to me, if you want to use that statistic, that would probably be a very telling statistic on somebody who's not a great kicker. Because a great kicker can't miss that in that situation.
Derrick Henry shouldn't have fumbled.
But in
we're
a season.
We're talking about running backs.
In a season, though, things happen throughout an entire season, and then you get to the point where it all comes down to this. Like, nothing matters if you're going to go back in time and relitigate every single thing that happens during a season.
But then, you can't downplay. You can't use yesterday, Tyler Loop missing one field goal yesterday, to, hey, I was right about the entire kicker situation. You can't do that because you were wrong when I have the proof that Riley Patterson
but
was not
right.
The drop-off from Jason Sanders.
But you're right, and I would tell you that Riley Patterson is an above-average kicker, but I didn't know that going into the season.
But
the argument was you used every number in the book. Right.
To say that he wasn't a good kicker.
Correct, absolutely. And the numbers showed that he wasn't,
No, there weren't enough numbers, Hawk. There weren't enough
numbers.
Okay,
you can make that argument, but the numbers that were there showed... But the numbers that showed, that we did see, showed that he was a below-average kicker.
Right.
And what
did he end up doing? 93%, right. the most accurate kicking season in the history
of
the Dolphins.
But they chose the right kicker. That, like, to your point... If you choose the right kicker and you figured Riley Patterson's the right kicker, Loop was not the right kicker.
You know what I do?
Loop cost Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, Derrick Henry, and others a trip to the postseason.
If you want to look at it from that lens, sure. But I don't look at it from that
lens. What other lens is there?
You have to, if you're Lamar Jackson, go win that football game. Don't give your team a chance to be in that position. John Harbaugh, you have to. In that position, don't leave it up to a rookie kicker.
Okay, so then you can never celebrate or castigate a kicker. It's never up to the kicker.
Hey, Ravens DB, maybe don't slip in the most important drive of your career yesterday.
Okay, so it's never up. It's never the kicker's fault or reason, right? By that estimation, you should never, and you did say this when we first had the discussion, you said it should never come down to a kick. So if it ever does, someone else did something wrong.
Not what I said.
It's what you're saying now.
Yeah, it is what I'm saying now. I don't really like this argument that I've carved out for myself, though. It's not the argument I want. What I really wanted to do was just take a victory lap on the fact that
you two castigated me. You can take a victory lap on Riley Patterson. No, we've congratulated you. You were 100% correct.
Well, today's the postmortem, and Riley Patterson, literally the most accurate kicker in the history of the organization.
I believe.
And instead of just giving me my flowers, which is what we should have done and moved on, you found some sort of loophole here to turn this entire thing back around me to say you were right at the very beginning of the argument.
I was right.
How could you be right if Riley Patterson's the most statistical?
Who's in the playoffs? The team that had a 44-yard field goal to go in the playoffs, or the team who just watched it miss?
Who cares? I was right about Jason Sanders and us not missing him.
You were right. I've given you your flowers on that.
I just love when you say something to Solana and he mumbles under his breath like he's a bad little kid walking to his room. You can use that statistic. You can do it. You can use that statistic.
Hey, Crowder, just so you know, Riley Patterson statistically better Dolphins career after one than you over your entire Dolphins career.
Oh, well, if he has to play well, it's on somebody else, right? If he has to hit 93%.
Valid point. That's your own point.
Why is he kicking at all?
It's a valid point.
Why is he kicking at all?
Yeah, your point is that if you have to kick at all.
You're just conveniently also missing yesterday. The Steelers have the veteran kicker, and he couldn't even make the extra point. He couldn't make the extra point yesterday. So to my point, even the veteran kicker is going to miss the important kick at times.
You keep saying, oh, you have to go get a veteran kicker. We're not saying that. You have to get a kicker that's good enough to make those kicks. You keep saying veteran for some reason. You could be old and garbage. You could be young and good. It has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with being good. Riley Patterson ended up being good. When you started bringing up that boy's name months ago, I thought he worked at Publix. I thought I saw him bagging my groceries one time. Then he worked out to kick 93% of his damn field goals, which helped the team win a lot of games because kickers are very important.
By the way, a couple more notes from Mike McDaniel, his season-ending press conference. David Furonis tweets out, Mike McDaniel on whether the roster needs a rebuild. I don't see a complete rebuild. What I see is a team that needs to make smart decisions. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel on the first 4 years at the helm. I was hired here to return a storied franchise to winning playoff games and Super Bowls. I haven't done that yet.
Fail. You're right, Mike. Thanks for the honesty.
Everybody good?
Oh, I'm great. Right. Are you good?
I'm good.
All right, because you might need a little salve to... help you with the wounds you just took.
And you can say I'm good when you ever say I'm good because you can say I'm good.
Anything else in the headlines?
I love that.
No, I think I'm good for this segment.
That's it? Yeah. I celebrate your Riley Patterson.
Yeah,
day,
no,
though.
It sounds like you do. No, I really do.
I swear to God.
Sounds like you did.
I think he played well enough that I wouldn't bring Jason Sanders back. And I thought Jason Sanders was the best kicker they'd had in the longest time.
Well, you're going to love this. I believe Riley Patterson, we bid you adieu. Thank you for your services. I want Jason Sanders back next season.
I'm for that.
All right. Well, Jimmy's co-signing. All right. We're going to take a break here. We've got more to come on this very busy Monday. We also have to do 15 minutes of Heat. We'll do that in the next segment, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're just joining us at now 4:43, it is my belief, and I would say most people's belief, that Mike McDaniel will be retained as the Dolphins head coach. He just had his press conference where he spoke to the assembled media about the season that was a disappointment, but he is still there. And he said, according to David Fiorones from the Sun Sentinel, Mike McDaniel said he has conversed with owner Stephen Ross and they will meet again before the end of the week with a plan of action to improve. So it does sound like there is the thought that Mike McDaniel will be back. I wouldn't understand why he wouldn't be back just based on him having this press conference, him saying that he's going to have an active say in the general manager being hired, and him talking about the future of the organization and the roster. You can let him go, Jimmy and Solana. This is going to be a quick segment anyway. I want to do 15 minutes of heat, and watching you guys back there try to connect with Crowder is comical at best on the video monitor. Just let him go. It's 4:45. You can let him go, Solana. He's up in Bradenton, we learned earlier in the show. But there's a whole list of head coaches who have been fired today. And what my point was at the beginning of the show is that if you were going to make a coaching change, you wouldn't want to be behind the eight ball when it comes to the coaching search. So if you have all these teams that are getting rid of their coaches today and before the season end, Solana, just let him go. It's fine. It's fine. Come do 15 minutes of heat because there's no point in getting back on for a minute and a half left in this segment. If you're going to get rid of your head coach and search for the next great head coach, you're behind the eight ball if you're delaying your search by 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. I don't know what more Stephen Ross and Champ Kelly and Tom Garfinkel and whoever's making the decision would need to know to make a decision about Mike McDaniel that they don't already know by the end of the season. So by that estimation, I would say there's no chance that Mike McDaniel's getting fired, because you would make that move now so that you could be on even footing with Atlanta and Vegas and everyone else who's fired their coach by now. So I think for anyone who was hoping that Mike McDaniel won't be retained, I think he will be retained, and you'll have to suffer through it for another season. I want to get to 15 minutes of heat real quick. It's sponsored by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. I know you said before the show started, when we were talking off the air, you said, I've got a few things to say about the heat. We're going to get to it at some point, so I will give you that moment here. What did you want to say about the heat after their win over the Pels last night?
Championship. No, two things. Two very weird things happened yesterday. One, Zion Williamson stinks, Hawk. He stinks.
Does he stink, or he's just not trying anymore? He doesn't like the New Orleans organization. He wants out of there, and he's just not giving them his all.
It's very possible. It was an 8-point game at halftime yesterday. They were competing, and he had two shot attempts in the second half. He went 0-for-2. He had a game worse, -24 in the plus-minus category. And he was just a non-factor in the second half, a non-factor in a game that was slipping away from
him.
What
was his numbers yesterday? I didn't even look at the...
He ended up with 12 points, again, all in the first half. And he ended up, I think, 8 of 14 or 6 of 14. It just wasn't pretty, but it was bizarre to me that, again, they were in the game for parts of the first half. It was an 8-point game going into halftime. And then in the second half, I mean, they were down 15 at one point, but they'd cut it to around 12, close to 10 a couple times. In the NBA, that's nothing. And he was just a non-factor.
Yeah, 12-5-2.
In
26 minutes.
In 26 minutes, yeah. He didn't play. I mean, they just went away from him in the second half. The other weird thing that happened yesterday regarding the Miami Heat, Tyler Hero, who's played in 6 games this year, Hawk, 6 games. Yesterday, after missing the last 11 with a toe contusion, finally was upgraded to available. He was dressed. He went through pregame warmups, but Spo, the shooting free throw lines or whatever, And Spo said before the game, he's available, he's not going to play yet. This is part of his ramp-up phase. I have never seen a player go through layup lines, dressed, available. He broke down the huddle before the game. He's on the bench, dressed, but he's not playing in the game.
Someone emailed Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel, the Ask Ira column, explain how Tyler Hero was back in uniform but not on the court. And Ira says, I'm not sure I can. To be that close, to go through pregame warmups, what you were just saying, then to watch the game in uniform and then get listed as did not play coach's decision is certainly odd. If you didn't know better, you would think management was tiring of Tyler's game day fashion choices when out of uniform. Eric Spoelstra said Tyler would travel, which he did not on the last trip to Atlanta, so perhaps he'll be back tomorrow night in Minnesota.
I don't know what's going on there.
Does seem to be odd, right?
I couldn't believe it yesterday because I saw he was available. I said, oh, finally. And then Spo says he's available, but this is part of his ramp-up phase. Well, then why make him available?
Right.
To have him sit on the bench.
We've seen players go through ramp-up phases before. They don't get put as available. They let you know beforehand conditioning, and he'll be back by the end of the week.
And by the way, if he's healthy enough to be available because they think, hey, this is part of the ramp-up phase, then why not? The game was out of reach. You're up 20 with a couple minutes to go. Why not put him in at the end just to give him some run, a couple minutes
ramp
of action? Actually ramp him up. But ramp-up phase on the bench? I don't know. Bizarre stuff.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up on this very busy Monday. Cheetah Pompano, that is a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Now, Thursday night, there happens to be a big Miami football game. Perhaps you should consider the Cheetah. You watch it on the flat screens. You get the best entertainment in South Florida. I mean, Thursday night, Cheetah Pompano might be the place to be to watch Miami punch their ticket, hopefully. Now, Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. You want to make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyrhills Hills.
There is no Zephyrhills Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. so you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.